You are listening to the strongest podcast in CrossFit. This is the Type 1 Lifting Podcast. Before we start the show, I'd like to thank the sponsors that are helping this podcast grow. The first one is Liberté Lifestyle. Liberté Lifestyle have the best knee sleeves in the game. I've worn all different types of knee sleeves, and I always go back to Liberté. They're super durable, they don't rip, and they last a very, very long time. So go check out Liberté Lifestyle and check out all the different styles of knee sleeves that they have. And then the next one we have is Hero Barbell. Hero Barbell is the fastest growing barbell company in the functional fitness community. Their barbells have all different colors, all different designs, super comfortable. The knurlings are amazing, and the spin on these barbells are absolutely insane. So go to Hero Barbell to check out all the different type of barbells that they have in stock. And then the last one is Sharpen the Axe. Sharpen the Axe, I've been wearing their clothes for multiple years. They're long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, shorts. I always wear them. You may have even seen them on the podcast before they became a sponsor. Super comfortable. The shorts I always wear working out because I just feel like they're a better fit for me compared to the Nikes or any other shorts in the game. So all these companies, I have a promo code. It's all type one. So click type one in all the promo code sections and you get 10% off of every item you get. So once again, thank you for these companies to help this podcast grow, and let's go to the show.
All right,
guys, welcome to another episode of the Type 1 Lifting Podcast. I am your host, Thomas Lennon, and I got the Touch and Go gang with me, as well as the young buck, my son, Bennett Lennon. So welcome to the show, guys. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
So Bennett wants to talk a little bit about NFL. So,
all right, Bennett, let's go.
I'm surprised that Saquon Barkley is going to the Eagles, because he should have stayed at the Giants because he was doing good there.
Yeah, but they didn't want to pay him. So
yeah.
They didn't want to pay him the big bucks.
Yeah.
They didn't want to pay him, and they were using him incorrectly.
I knew something was going to go wrong next season.
Yeah. So do you think the trade for Mac Jones to Jacksonville was a good trade?
No.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful for the Patriots.
So what do you think? Do you think they got to draft a quarterback in the third pick? Or they should try to get Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I'm thinking
here comes Jalen Daniels, baby.
Nah, I'd rather push for Caleb.
I'm thinking they're
going
to draft a quarterback because Gerard Mayo's like, we're going to get the best position. So I'm thinking that's quarterback, so...
Yeah, and you're not going to have Caleb Williams available to you at pick number three.
Well, no, I want no part of that guy.
He's crappy.
Hey, you don't say
language.
That.
This is a kid's
language.
Show.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Wow, like so, father, like son.
So what did what else do you want to talk about in the NFL?
What's the other trade? It was like,
Kirk Cousins going to the Falcons.
Kirk Cousins going to the Falcons.
Great. Get your bag, Kirk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Make that money.
Yeah.
Hannah, what do you think about all this?
We can't hear you.
Yeah, we can't hear you. You got to set your mic up. It's fancy, but I don't think it works. Now you're on mute.
I did not mute you. All right, try that. Try it again.
There she
is. Hey.
It works before the show.
Of course.
Yeah.
So what do you think the record? What do you think the Falcons' record is going to be with Kirk Cousins as a quarterback?
10-7.
Whoa!
Lose the first game of the playoffs. You're welcome.
They made the playoffs.
It's Kirk Cousins in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like that, baby? Like,
when was the last time the Falcons even made the playoffs?
I mean, when they blew a lead to a team.
Exactly.
I think 28-3 was it.
Oh, great, great one.
Yeah, it's a great one.
So any other football news you got?
Oh, Russell Wilson going to the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
That was very interesting.
Yeah, I thought Denver was going to keep him. Because
that was not at all how I felt.
He went 7-8 as a quarterback.
Yeah,
he was not so, good in Denver. The thin air was not good in Denver.
I think he would have done better if they didn't trade him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Kenny Pickett is not their
he's not
their answer. Probably. So yeah,
I think Kenny Pickett's going to start the season.
They really? Just traded really? The Steelers just traded Deontay Johnson. So yeah. Yep. So that's another weapon gone for Russell Wilson. So
Russell Wilson's not even a weapon himself.
No, he's not. But they did pick up that new running back. Didn't they grab another running back, the Steelers?
There's too much going on right now.
Yeah, there's so much.
I'm loving it, though. It's great.
No, they picked up Patrick Queen. I know that.
That's true. They did. Which should be pretty decent for them.
Yeah.
And maybe Jameis Winston will be a starter for the Browns.
No way.
Yes. Give me more Jameis.
That'd be hilarious.
He might beat out Deshaun Watson and eat some more W's.
How about Joe Flacco?
Is Joe Flacco still with the Browns?
I think he wants to come back. I think nobody knows if it's going to happen or not.
Yeah.
Got it.
I kind of want him to return.
Yeah, would be nice. But anyway, so I have a new toy for the podcast. So it is a soundboard.
Oh.
So we get to press little buttons and you get to custom make the buttons so you actually know which one's which. So go ahead, you can press one of them. Can you hear that?
It's barely.
Yeah.
Barely. You got that one.
Barely.
Yeah. You got to get the mic to it.
Yeah.
That's was it like an 808? Like a custom, like a programmable?
No, it's a stream deck.
Oh.
Yeah. You cannot hear it on the stream, though.
Really?
Yeah. Language kids show.
Sorry.
Come on.
Yeah. I got to figure that out. Sorry. Sorry. So sorry.
And
anyway,
now. You're about to get canceled.
I know. Well, Bennett, it's 5 minutes is up. Thank you for coming on the show.
Wait,
bye, Bennett.
About the gaming set I got?
Oh yeah, he's got a game. Okay, oh, go ahead.
Oh,
I got this gaming set for my Switch. So it's like a computer right here, and then the Switch is right here. So Dad plugged it in, and it worked. And it's on the computer, and then I have headphones that I can hear, and then I can play Fortnite.
There we go.
Man,
so it's my portable monitor that I use to connect his Switch.
Yeah, nice. Application monitor.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, yeah, he's ready. All right. Hey, time to go to bed, man.
Okay.
Sleep tight, Bennett.
Bye.
Hey, Bennett.
Let's go sports ball.
Hey, don't forget your shoes over here. All right, guys. Hold on. Let me take this sweatshirt off. I'm sweating.
Oh, and he's stripping on the show, too. Look at this.
It's a kid's show. Yeah. Get it together.
I just want to let everyone know in the world that this podcast is sponsored by Sharpen the Axe.
Co.com.
Yeah. Code.
Type one.
Nice.
So, all right. So I just switched over into speakers. Yeah. So live chat. So what's going on with everybody?
Ooh, Xander, you first.
Yeah, Xander, right. Go ahead.
I'm buying a new car.
What you thinking?
Okay.
The Toyota Land Cruiser, the Lexus GX 550. So the same car with a different badge.
Okay.
Nice.
I've done a sickening amount of Consumer Reports digging on vehicles. So if anyone wants to know what not to buy, let me know.
That tracks for your normal career.
Jeep Gladiators, not the answer.
Anything Jeep now is awful.
They've always been that way. They look great though.
Yeah.
Like Jeep Wranglers look great.
So I know. I'm
not trying to slander your Jeep, Hannah. I'm just saying that they are not reliable.
No, like it's on its last leg. So I totally understand.
What year is your Jeep?
2013.
That makes sense because I was going to say after 2014 there was a switch, and the manufacturing went to hell after 2014. Pretty bad.
Yeah, and I'm going to Maine tomorrow. So.
Oh snap! Okay.
Awesome.
Yep.
Are you going to do the 24.3 against Hunter? Because Sherb doesn't want to do it?
No. No, I would not. Like, the only way, like, I would win in that is, like, if there's a max lift, because there's more than likely going to be a part A and B to this week.
I hope so.
Tom needs anything right now. It hasn't been tall people's friends.
No.
But, Vic, how's your life going?
Yeah.
We can't talk about the Open yet.
Life is lifing, to be quite honest. It's been fast and furious, and I feel like I don't know what day it is, but
Tuesday, March 12th, year of our Lord 24.
All things considered, I think things are going pretty well. But yeah, excited to see what what this year kind of holds.
Okay.
Yeah, it's already March. Like, well, no, we're not open wise. We don't need to talk about the CrossFit just yet. But I just think like a few things coming up. I might have a couple trips planned. Hopefully, get out to Hawaii. You know, so I'm thinking about those things already down the road. Like, you know, trying to you know make the time for it. So.
All right. And you actually paid for a new background too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't cheap. Inflation is rough.
I know. I mean, all that material and stuff you got in the backs, geez.
Well, okay. some of those bricks were reused. You can tell the darkness on some of them. Mm-hmm. I had to, you know, make it work.
I don't see color. Hannah, how's your life?
Yeah, what's going on, Hannah? What you got?
My life's great. The clinic's picking up, which is awesome. Training's been going really well. So, I've just been kind of enjoying life. I'm going to Atlanta next weekend to see Austin.
There we go.
Yeah, get through the Open at least. And then, you know, a couple weeks before quarters.
Who's on your Open team?
So my Open team is, Justin Rydelback, a guy that I went team with for like several moons ago, which is awesome. Good again, AJ Nicely and Melissa Huff. So okay. Three of them went team last year and we're at semifinals. And I'm replacing the other girl that they had this year. So, it's awesome. I love them. It's just like kind of giving me just like a good, I don't know. It's cool to be like friends with your teammates so we get to hang out like at the gym and then even outside. So that's been awesome. And then like I said, like training's actually been going quite well for me at least. So, and the Open it's going pretty, you know, pretty good so far. So I definitely can't complain.
All right. Live chat with me. So yesterday I had my first I'm being a coach for my daughter's soccer team.
How old are the
five and six?
Herding cats?
Yes.
Yes.
So like I'm used to my son for football. So it's like, okay, you get a couple of kids that are like out to La La Land, you know, which is fine, whatever. You can get them focused like real quick. And so these kids, even my daughter, like she was so excited to meet all these new kids. There is one four-year-old that's in the group, and it's a church league soccer team. So, like this little girl, I had my sunglasses on. I kneeled down. I'm like, "Hey, what's going on?" Immediately started crying, and I'm like, "This, let me take my sunglasses off." And so I took them off, and I'm like, "Hey, we're gonna have a great time. Don't worry about it. Everything's gonna be okay. You know, all good." And so we were doing passing drills and the kids were just like all over the place. And then it got to the point where we're like, I would pass in the ball and I'd say, okay, dribble the ball to the net. And like, they would pick the ball up and like dribble it like a basketball.
Technically, like, they did it correctly. I'm just saying from the instructions. They followed those instructions to a T.
No, yeah, they did. But I was sitting there like, and then my wife's like trying to tell me, she's like, "Hey, this guy's dribbling a soccer ball." I'm like, yes, like I don't need your help. I don't need your help right now. Like I'm trying to focus and do all this stuff. I'm like trying to manage like seven kids all at once. But and then when they were trying to kick the ball in the soccer net, each kid wanted his own his own personal soccer ball to kick in the net. Like, I just picked a random one up and said, all right, kick the ball in the net. He's like, no, I want mine. And I'm like this, which one's yours? And so, like, I'm like, then after a while, they just, like, they all went back in the line and they started making, like, silly faces. And so, like, literally for, like, 3 to 4 minutes, they were just making silly faces all to each other. And that little four-year-old girl is just standing there looking at all the kids like this. What is, like, freaking out? Like, what is going on? And so then when I tried to do a scrimmage with them, and that was horrible, so I'm not doing that again. So it was okay. So the parents appreciate it.
There you go. You're trying.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Kudos to you and the Holy Mary's all-girls soccer team of 7-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's boys in there too, so it's a mix. So, nice. And I'm like, and I'm at the point, I'm like, okay, we got to talk about next, because we have a game this Saturday at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. Really excited for that. And I'm going to have to tell these that we don't have jerseys yet because they haven't come in yet. And I have to show these guys.
Who's your team mom? Like, you need a team manager.
Yeah. No. Like, the people that run the place, they didn't get the jerseys yet.
Oh.
And so I think we're going to get them on Saturday. So I don't know. We'll see. But it was like, and they sending emails like, hey, we're trying to work the scheduling out and stuff like that. Cause I guess multiple people are coaching like two different teams and they might be playing at the same time. So I don't know. Anyway, but that was an eye-opening experience. I literally went home and I'm like, I can start drinking again. I could probably start drinking again. And so I haven't drank in a while. So
thermos and just drink it on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Make the game more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just make a stand. Just get a Stanley with like seltzer water and like a little like, you know, vodka and have at it. So
all vodka.
Yeah. All vodka.
No breaks.
That's going to be a church league. So
yeah,
very much like most leagues. Anyway, a lot of those coaches,
it is a church league. So technically if you filled it with wine, I feel like that's on brand.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the gist of what's going on. I had a job interview today, so hopefully it went well. So everybody in YouTube and LinkedIn land, pray for me. So, but yeah, so I know we want to talk about the Open so far. So, so far we've gotten 24.1 done, 24.2 done. We got a video of a dog eating a raw chicken leg for the
clues don't the mean clue. Anything.
I gave up.
When we I tried. Saw that, I'm like, that's impressive.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there like, this is stupid. Okay. I'm like, I'm just going to wait till Thursday. It's not worth it.
Yeah. What's the mushroom have to do with the first one? Yeah.
What's that?
I feel like that one has made the most sense to me. I feel like you're just going to like murder your legs. And then I don't know where the mushroom came from. Okay. And the chess piece kind of ish makes sense, I guess.
I mean,
I would say it wasn't like only.
You're really forcing this. I appreciate it though.
So do you think the mushroom was like just the tip of the Open?
I don't think Dave's that slick.
I don't think
he got it like that.
No, I think he literally just like started like writing like all those numbers down and then. It just so happened to look like a mushroom that he saw earlier that day. And he's like, I'll just take a picture of that mushroom.
I honestly has
a secret Pinterest page that he just saves photos to.
Probably.
Right. I feel like that would have been a better clue for 24.2 because people would have been tripping balls on that workout just on their dubs. That might have made more sense.
Maybe.
But.
You know, I was thinking, so. I just literally thought about this like right before the podcast. So Dave Castro loves reading books. And so I'm thinking like maybe because I guess supposedly he schedules like all the books he's going to read within the year, like ahead of time. So because he gets like a big log of books and then he reads. So I'm thinking maybe the books that he's read so far are kind of intertwining with the clues that he's putting on Instagram.
So you're telling me Oprah is inspiring the CrossFit Open?
Maybe. I mean, but Dave Castro reads like he's even stated himself. He reads a lot of books. And so
some could say voracious. Great word.
But I'm thinking maybe he read a couple books and like thought of like saw like a little clip and like thought of the numbers of what that what was happening in the book and then made the workout. I don't know.
It felt very much like Jim carrying the number 23 during the announcement. That's what I was like. I'm like, this is just a touch way too. He's like, everything equals 23. It was like all this like numerology shit to me. I was like, this is too much, dude. Like just say the workout. Yeah. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. He's doing his best. He's big numbers guy.
It makes sense to him, and that's all that matters to him.
At the end of the day, like the workout just is a workout, and I was like, okay, these numbers go together. Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that was go ahead.
So how was everyone's 23.1?
24.1.
24.1, sorry.
24.1 was actually pretty decent.
I bombed it. Absolutely bombed it.
Well, it's not a tall person's workout.
It's not a tall person.
I've never seen such workouts just be like so biased against you.
I think Dave's trying to get into this week. Was also biased.
The only thing he hadn't leverage in is the row, and then he's having to deadlift farther than most people, and the double unders don't play into a tall person's strengths.
I feel like double unders is good, short or tall. I don't know if there's like, I mean, I guess physics wise, more rope, more length, more time. Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty proficient in double unders, so that's, I mean, I practice a lot of that.
The first one was good. It's just like, it's how hard do you want, how bad do you want to feel?
Yeah. I try to game the system a little bit because I was like, okay, right now I'll take like a 10 second break here. And then like, I'll take a couple seconds break here. And then like, and then after a while, like I finished it in like 12:35 and I was like, yeah, this was
you poor man.
I was like, that was dumb. Like I should have just kept on going. Like instead of taking breaks.
Yeah. Stupid. That was not a workout to take breaks on.
No, that was not the workout to kind of strategery yourself. Like if you're going to strategize, it's like just row a 2 minute pace and you'll probably be deep into 9 rounds, if not 10.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for 24.2, I made it to the 8th round and I got to 19 double unders for that. So nice. Right now, so I'm happy with that score. So, yeah. But like right now, I think when I was looking at the CrossFit website, I'm in the 82nd percentile, I think.
Yeah, so you're basically
proud of you.
Yeah.
Proud.
Even though I bombed the first workout. So, but I, for some reason I have to create another account on and CrossFit Games app. So anyway, but yeah, so, I mean, I did pretty good in the second one. First one, I was like, I knew I was not going to do good whatsoever. I mean, the dumbbell, you know, snatches, it's like a paperweight, easy. But just the burpees going over, like hopping up and stuff, it was just no bueno.
What a to do. Gosh.
Yeah. Oh, well. But how did you guys do in both of those workouts?
Yeah. I'm finding a little bit hard to get up for these workouts, knowing that the top 25% make it in to quarterfinals, where I'm just like, yeah, let's do this. And then also like, I'm still trying to like be 100% healthy. So like, it's not like there's a couple of little things I got to kind of like maneuver or manage while I'm doing these workouts for the time being. I'm just trying to be ready for quarterfinals. But the workouts are, I don't know. I mean, that first one was gassy, of course. And the second one, I read it when I saw 24.2 announced, I was like, this is kind of whack. Like, I don't know if I like this. And I got into it. And I was like, after I finished, I was like, that's actually a great workout for a lot of people to just find a way to keep moving. It seemed to me like what CrossFit is. Like you could see an affiliate class run that and it's beautiful. You know?
Yeah.
I just felt like that was, it was kind of like going back to like CrossFit roots. And even the burpee dumbbell snatch, another one that you can run multiple people in a heat at the same time without it being absolute chaos, which I love. I think that might've been the goal for these workouts is to make it something that can be neat, place a bow on it, and just absolutely destroy everyone.
Yeah, pretty much anybody that can get off the street and do these workouts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's the gist of it.
Mm-hmm. Except for double unders. Make them scale to singles if it's someone who's fresh off it, but yeah. I agree.
God, you should have seen the Reddit thread when about 24.2 about the double unders. People were so pissed. So pissed.
Literally.
I just go on there just to check it out. So, you know, I need to catch up on something.
That is the swamp of the internet, in my opinion.
Oh, I know.
Twitter.
I know.
Twitter.
I'm throwing up X's all day.
I use Reddit more and more as I age.
Man, I just never got into it. That or tweeting.
It's really hard.
I'm not on either.
Yeah.
Oh no. I only check Reddit like if I need something. Like to find like run clubs in Charlottesville, perfect. Like that's what I use it for. I don't
to actually be looking up.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I use it for like for actual practical information. And then I won't go on like conspiracy theories and such.
No.
Those don't exist.
I wouldn't do that if I was you.
But how did you do in the 24.1 and 2?
24.1 went pretty good.
Yeah, that seems like a real like wheelhouse. Like there's not any skill. It's just like just do
the
work.
Like those are the workouts I typically do pretty well in. So I got top 100 in that, which I was very proud of. Last year the open did not go like too hot for me, so I was glad that I could like knock one out of the park at least. And then I did as good as I could do. Double unders, I mean, no pun intended, tripped me up a little bit. I knew that was going to happen at some point in the workout, but it was one of those things where, yeah, I tried to row like as slow as possible without it becoming like too much as a snail pace. For me, that was like a 159 to like 201. And I was beating Justin for most of the workout until I tripped on double unders, and then he would intentionally break, and then his row, like he like got like a few more, like he got off like sooner than me. But can't really complain. So I'm excited for this last week. I would love to. I don't even know where I'm placed right now. I don't really care that much. But
doesn't really make a difference for you going team, right? Like,
yeah.
No. I mean, just, and even if I like decide to like go in the individual, like, you know, test the waters per se. I mean, obviously I'm in the top 25%, but yeah. It's good. Like I feel like I have the open's always been like, pretty decent for me. Once getting at the competitive level. So it's cool. Like I feel like myself again, which is quite needed.
Good.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's awesome. Xander, how did you do?
I'm getting my shit kicked in.
Well, I mean, you just finished a marathon.
I ran an ultra marathon. Like, yeah. I did like dumbbell lunging. So it was like dumbbell lunging, GHDs, and pull-ups today. And then two like back-to-back AMRAPs. And I couldn't lie. I was like, oh, my lower extremities are not okay. I'm doing the best I can and trying to care. Like, my body is not like prepped for the open. If I'm just being very deliberate about this, it's like I have made mistakes in my life, in my fitness journey.
I think you didn't make mistakes. You've just gone.
I've chosen a path that doesn't align with what I'm trying to do physically.
You're
and mentally,
happy
I'm telling
accent.
Myself where I am. It's not even happy. No, it's not even happy trees. I'd rather happy kill myself. Sorry. Don't put that on YouTube.
It's live now, baby.
Too late. Too late.
Yeah. So,
are you glad you did that ultra marathon?
Oh yeah, I'm happy I did that. That was probably like I'm much happier with that than I did with the Chicago Marathon back in October. So I'm happy I did it. My mindset the whole time, it was hilarious. Like my strategy worked for me. I'm pretty sure I just like absolutely beat the doors off other people that I just hunted down. Didn't see guy pass me 12 miles later, walked him down and then ran past him.
Awesome.
It was just the absolute, like, I could see it in his eyes. He's like, son of a bitch. and just like watch what like people gave up at the 26.2 mark, which I thought was really sad.
Well, like, as they just called it there.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? Like, we have less than 4 miles left, or less than 5 miles left. Like, you'll be
I would keep going even if I was walking.
Yeah, exactly. Like, these people were walking, and I just like was like, all right, the five of you are no longer at all worth it to me. See you later.
Yeah.
Like, that was the crazy part. But I'm happy I did it. My body is just really just unwell.
So you've been doing like ice baths or what, like, how are you doing it to try to recover from like all the leg stuff?
Just honestly walking. I've built myself back up to running for 20 minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. I know, just a mind boggling distance at a blazing 840 pace right now. But I'm trying, like, it's just getting the body to move, like doing some like CrossFit. It's hard. Like, doing high intensity right now is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
So
What's the difference between your recovery for this versus a marathon? I mean, it wasn't like too much
more longer. Like, it's not too much longer, but I could tell you, like, physically, like, my body hasn't bounced back as fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can tell my hip flexors and just like my IT bands just have not loosened up whatsoever.
Have you gotten body work done yet?
Oh yeah. I've gotten 2 massages, like 5 Epsom salt baths, and pliability, and not doing a whole lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I could just see you like walking down the stairs like Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
If you ask my buddy Sam, like, Sam was making fun of me because I stayed with him in Fort Worth. He's like, "You can't go upstairs, let alone down." I was like, "It's not good right now, buddy. Just shut it down, please."
Oh, man.
Just leave me in a recliner and just leave me alone.
Now, like, I'll posted up 6 hours was what it took me for the ultra. Literally got on the couch. I watched like 2 episodes of the new Drive to Survive season. Like, the worst part is being done and just trying to drink water. And you're just like, I want to eat food, or like, you know, you need to eat food, but your body's not hungry. Can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That was, so I did my first half marathon with down in Atlanta. It was the first time. It was right during Thanksgiving too, so it was like the first time having Thanksgiving dinner with my in-laws.
Nice. So,
you're not hungry at all? Are you?
No. So it's even funnier. So what happened was, like, my sister-in-law, Leah, she wanted to do the half marathon. So she's like, "Tom, would you do it with me?" And I was like, "Yeah, okay." So each one step of mine is 2 of hers. She's like half the size of me. So she's trying to keep my pace the whole time. And then, like, I had to go to the bathroom, and then I lost her. And so, like, I ran it. I think I did it, and it was roughly like 2 hours and 15 minutes or something like that. And, like, no training whatsoever. So I get back to my in-law's house. It was like the Patriots playing the Lions. I remember that. It was like during Thanksgiving Day. I fell asleep the whole time until Thanksgiving dinner was ready. Like, I was so exhausted. I felt so bad. And Sarah's like, "Hey, thanks for talking to my family, like, for the whole day."
Respectable.
And I was like, I couldn't help it. I could not stay. I could not stay awake.
That's what happens.
Yeah. So I was like, whatever. I mean, I can't do anything about it now, so it's too late. So, and then she fell asleep in my lap too. So it's just like,
the tryptophan got everybody.
Yeah.
Before the turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before the turkey. Yeah. So, but anyway, so I do want to talk about 24.3. I know you guys said, earlier, there might be an A and B part. So
I think there is.
Yeah. Yeah. You said it, but, what do you guys think might be on the cards for that, specific workout or anything? I know it's like, you know, rolling the dice or whatever, like throwing a Hail Mary up there. But, you know, what are you guys' thoughts on some movements?
I hope we squat.
I'm thinking. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I mean, that's like the one thing that's like we at least haven't done other than like gymnastics. So if we could squat and maybe like see a pull-up bar of some sort, that'd be pretty dope.
Do you think the, was it 17.3, the thrusters and chest to bar pull-up workout?
20.3 or
whatever.
No, you're talking about 18.5.
Yeah, 18, that was
yeah, that's it.
Or
that's
19.5.
It.
It's 19.5. Yeah. But no, because it's too much volume. It'll like I have a feeling it'll be an AMRAP with a lift at the end. I have a feeling it'll probably be like a snatch.
I was thinking a squat snatch complex or something.
Stop saying squat snatch. They don't exist.
Oh, whatever, dude.
Snatch or power snatch, guy. but no, I think it'll be like toes the bar and a pull up, maybe like some kind of ascending. Honestly, it would just be nice if it was the, what was the one where it was like just thruster, toe to bar, thruster, pull up, thruster, chest to bar.
Or a that was, oh, that was
like similar to like whatever it was. Like it'll maybe just a, honestly, just a thruster pull up AMRAP. That'll really kick people in the teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was with a heavier, an ascending weight for the heavier, for the thruster barbell, yeah. I think is what it was.
Yeah, it was like 135 was like the last, the last barbell, I think.
Yeah, it was 95, 115, 135 with pull-ups.
2115, 2115-9, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There was the one that, like, I mean, it was similar where it went, like, front squat, toe to bar, thruster, front squat. It was like
interval. Yeah, that was... You had to do that clean complex after that too, I think.
That was just 20 clean. Point that was yeah, 20.3, 20.4, the 15 front squats, 15 toes to bar, 15 something, 15 chest to bar, 15 muscle ups, whatever.
It was yeah. It was 30 of the gymnastics movement. But
it was 30?
It was 30.
Oh.
Because I had people at West Chase almost do like 30 bar muscle ups on Birkin. With the other
oh, one. It was 30. Yeah. Yes. That was wild.
But here's the thing with that, like, even though like most of these workouts, like a, you know, your average Joe can walk into the gym and do it, but do you think they're gonna implement like those type of gymnastic movements for like the third round at all, like for the third workout?
No, that's why I'm thinking it'll be like toes to bar and pull-ups.
Yeah. Yeah. And then people are saying like on CAP 2 this week, there's like, I think there's a bunch of front squats Saturday. So, I mean, a heavy lift would make more sense than like having a bunch of reps.
Yeah. I also almost feel like there might be wall walks. I don't know why. Not that the hint gave anything, but I feel like wall walks have been such a staple in the open recently that they might just want to do it again.
There's no tape lines though.
Oh, you're right.
It takes out actually a significant amount of movements.
Yeah, it takes out shuttle, takes out handstand walk, takes out... Yeah, okay. Well, and it also takes out handstand push-ups too because they need a tape line for that.
Dang it. And I've been getting so good at wall walks. So good.
Yeah, you posted your video today. You're moving smooth.
I know. Hauling. So.
But they could come out during quarterfinals. They're just waiting.
Yeah. Save your twerking for quarters.
Okay. Well, speaking of quarterfinals, I know Hannah's going for quarterfinals, but yeah, I know. So, Vic, I know you're going to make it to quarterfinals, but like, are you going to do quarterfinals or what's in the cards for that?
Yeah, team. Going team.
You are?
It's going team.
Yeah.
It's going team, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll do team quarterfinals.
Who's your team?
We have like a group of six right now that we're working together. Some people just out of Massachusetts that I haven't actually, I kind of like met on a whim. I knew a couple of them prior to, and then we've just been training together and doing the workouts, as well, of course, cause you have to do them. so buddy, there's a guy, Steve, Madeline, Emily, there's a Caleb, Avi. There's a group. There's like a good amount of us just trying to figure it out together because we haven't really done team before. So this is kind of like an exploratory year where you just kind of see like, hey, who works well together, who does what. So it'll be fun. Definitely gonna do it. Should be a pretty solid team.
Nice.
So I'm excited for that.
Okay, nice. I did not know that was the first. You heard it here, people. So
Vic's going team.
Yeah.
What if, my... What affiliate are you out of? Like, what's your name?
Tilt, CrossFit Tilt.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh wait, is that the one in? Is it Needham or
There's like three different tilts, but this one's out of Waltham.
Okay, that's the one I was talking about. Okay, there's a guy.
You said Needham, so.
Yeah. Gosh, what's his name? Actually, he used to train. He used to work at. CrossFit East Walpole or something like that? And he was like
in the jail.
He was a coach there. No, not in the jail, but actually like in the gym. And he's now, I think now he's a coach at Tilt.
Who are you talking about?
He has like a tattoo. I think he's like a tattoo on his side or something like that.
The most so generic CrossFit thing.
I know.
Galatians on it?
Does it not say that.
Oh, no, okay, just checking.
He just had a kid too. Oh God, what's his name?
Had a child, but man, man.
Is he tall and skinny?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Anyway, right. Enough about that. Enough with the name game.
Do you know that guy? You know the guy?
Yeah. No, this is Heads Up, the children's board game that you just completely failed at.
Yes. but with quarterfinals for me.
Is he the second wolf, I guess?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do the quarterfinals, if I do make it.
Yeah.
Well, so. I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you might as well, because you do owe money from last year for not signing up for the Open last time.
True. But here's the thing, like, if I'm the only person that makes it into quarterfinals at the gym, I'm a walk-in to this gym. And if I'm the only person that's doing quarterfinals there, like, I fairly doubt the coaches are going to spend time with me at like 5:30 in the morning to tape all this shit up and then do the work, like watch me do the workout, because they're going to have other clients that are there paying monthly and, you know, wanting to do the workout, and they're not going to do the quarterfinal workout. And then another thing is, when I did 24.2 on Friday, last Friday, I was the only one that signed up for the Open at that hour. And I was a walk-in.
Did they have Friday Night Lights or?
No, I don't know. Like that's another thing. Like I talked to one of the coaches there, like I think before, and he's like, hey, you know, what time are you looking to do the Open? Cause we need a coach to, you know, judge you. And so I was like, probably like 5:30 in the morning. And so he's like, oh, okay, we'll figure something out. I don't even know if they do Friday Night Lights, cause I've never seen anything on their Instagram page that they've done Friday Night Lights. So I don't know. I mean, it's a dope gym. It's a great place, but I'm like, I'm shocked that like at least there were 12 people in there, including myself, and I was the only one that signed up for the Open. But they did all the Open workouts, though.
You'd be surprised at how many gyms don't know how to use social media or marketing in general. Mm-hmm. It's actually very rare across the country. There's good gyms who do social media and actually like put out content, but you don't see it at all really. It's like once every 2 months, hey, come and join us for class.
Well, I've noticed they've actually post usually like almost every day on their stories or whatever. So I don't know if everyone did it in the afternoon or whatnot, but I don't know. I mean, if I do make it a quarterfinals, I'll have to talk to them and figure out like how are we going to do this, if I even consider it. So because obviously you have to pay like what, $50 for the quarterfinals or something like that,
like five coffees
with inflation, yeah, probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean that, and including the drop in every time I have to drop in to do the workouts, and then I have to do certain workouts in a certain time frame. So.
Sounds like the Open. Your logistical concerns.
Well, no. Don't you in the quarterfinals have to do like at least one or two workouts and like?
I feel like you're trying to talk yourself out.
Yeah,
of
I feel
it.
Like you're really trying to.
Okay,
like,
I'm not.
The Open doesn't.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Just say you don't want to do it.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind doing it. I just.
Well, then I guess that's
right now live.
Just do it.
Just commit to it. Do it.
There's no one watching, so.
Why don't you watch Air again and then just do it? Okay.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll figure it out. I got to talk to them anyway. So,
wait, where'd that thumbs up come from?
I don't know where that thumbs up came from.
Who put that up?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's so strange. It's like you got Mickey Mouse about to punch you in the face.
Did I go like this? Was that the? I don't.
No,
it I don't know.
Popped out of nowhere.
Anyway,
even StreamYard is telling you to do it.
Yeah, because that happened last time. I was on a podcast with somebody else, and I went like this, and then all of a sudden, like the thumbs up like popped up at my, and I'm like, where the hell did this come from? So I don't know. I don't know if it's my
files are in the computer.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if it's my my camera for this. I don't know. We'll see.
Where'd that doll come from behind you?
The what?
The doll.
There's no doll. Anyway, to the next topic. So, what are your guys' thoughts on getting the golden barbell?
It's pretty great. I don't know. Let's go with it.
Yeah.
I mean, Xander still has Hannah's bar.
And now Hannah's selling another one on Facebook Marketplace for $35.
I am. And anybody needs a barbell, please.
She's won so many barbells.
Yeah, and a mattress, too. And she's selling a mattress.
I am selling a mattress. You guys know this.
Hey, we're trying to market for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. A local pickup only. I will not ship.
Selling mattress, lightly used.
Gently.
Great recovery.
Which is so nice. Yeah, I don't know. That golden barbell thing was weird. I think it would have been cool if it's like it was all Friday. They did the open workout and then did a couple. They could have done Nasty Girls and then they could have done another one. But to say like the open workout was last, that I think that was definitely a swing and a miss on CrossFit's part.
They do a lot of that. They're very much like Michael Jordan in the minor leagues.
No, he just didn't play. He would have been on a team. If there wasn't a baseball strike, he would have made a team. But I see what you're saying. And yes, like it's like a cool marketing opportunity, but it's just like it screams gimmick and it's not like, oh, cool. Yeah, this really fit games athlete got an award.
Well, I think the flop was that it was a 35-pound barbell.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Yeah. Adler said, I don't know what to do with this. It's a 35-pound barbell. So awesome. I guess maybe hang it up.
He's going to hang it up like a golden toothpick.
Give it to his fiance.
Yeah.
Caroline would use it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What
am I going to do with the men's barbell? Xander has it. That's fine.
See? You're selling the female bar. It's not like you need them at all.
I know. Exactly.
So is that barbell a Hero barbell by any chance?
No, it's Rogue.
No, it's not. Yeah, well, it's Rogue.
35-millimeter carrier coat.
That's why we don't really like it.
Pretty and thriving, and I'm not even 30.
Well, Hero Barbell is one of the best barbells in the functional fitness space.
Shameless so plug.
If you want to use code type 1, yes, there you go. It's the best barbell in the business. Anyway, so
plug God.
Yes. The golden barbell? It's like, wouldn't you want to make it like a high glossy look, or just like instead of just kind of like a dark yellow kind of deal?
It's really hard to get that. You're not going to use a like gold flake, and it's like you're going to try it as much as you can, and you probably want it to last, but
yeah,
maybe just not do it at all.
That's honestly the thing, is that if you try to get that gold color that you want, it's not going to hold as well on the barbell. It's going to easily chip away. It's going to look like whenever you guys ever try to take off the little like the shiny portion of a gum wrapper separately, like a full sleeve. That's kind of how it peels off. That's how
I've been in those group meetings before. Yeah, those conferences are the worst.
You're literally so bored. You're trying to, can I just peel this shit?
It's like, how many times can I take apart and put back together the mechanical pen that they gave me? Thanks, Mata in.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time.
Oh my God. We're sitting here with mechanical pencils like it's a cleaning a gun.
Yeah. I'm ready to storm the fences.
Well, I've done that before, so we had to do that in basic training for the Air Force. So literally,
what was your fastest time?
So I could take a Gunna. I could take an M16 A2 out with like 30 seconds, and I could put one back in like 30 seconds.
Damn, you gotta, you should be making that content. We want to see that.
I'm not, I don't have an eight, I don't have an M16 just lying around.
Don't
lie. So I don't. So I would like to have a couple of guns, but you know, but I'm not, don't have any now. So, but yeah, so, anyways, back to the non-gun questions. So, for 23, I forgot to mention, 24.3, T is not actually doing the open workout now because of her wrist injury.
Yep.
Yeah. They got Sydney Wells going with Ariel Lowen, and they have Roman Krennikov and Jay Crouch, which should be fun. And honestly, Tia will still be doing the open workout. She just didn't want to do it in front of the lights, being that she's not like at full strength, and she won't be able to give people the show that she wants to without risking injury. You know what I mean?
And so with the injury that she does have, so it's mainly from picking up her daughter and like holding her like all the time in like one arm. So I actually got that with Bennett. So it's like, for mine, it was like a little like pinch right there. And so like sometimes I'll like do like presses or any pressing movements or whatnot. Like it was so painful to do.
So you're saying you're as tough as Tia Claire Toomey?
Tougher, actually.
Maybe.
So you should do quarterfinals. You're welcome.
Okay. but yeah, so like it's annoying, and it's just like a little, I don't know how bad hers is, but yeah, I can imagine it's not fun. So, and like mothers and dads, like for like newborns, like that have newborns, get it a lot. So it's pretty common.
You know, they're going to dose her ass with cortisone like Curt Schilling in the World Series.
I don't even think they're going to do that. Cause like, what does she really need for points to make it to quarterfinals?
Oh no, I meant when it's time to compete. They're going to dose the shit out of her.
Of course.
She's like, I don't want to feel a thing. Like Aerosmith.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure she can just breeze through quarterfinals, and then she'll be, you know, at least like most of the way like back in action come semis, if not like all the way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see about that. But another topic I wanted to talk about too is I was looking at the barbell spin, and they said 11 ladies from last year's games are not competing this year. Sweet. So, I mean, Emma Carey's not coming in. You know, obviously Ellie Turner's not going to be there because I don't know what's going on with her, or maybe like just from going all the way to Australia or whatnot. And there's like Kelly Baker's trying to have a kid.
Al O'Brien's out again.
She doesn't count to the 11.
Oh, she doesn't count, actually. Yeah, she doesn't.
Yeah. But there's like other people like are pregnant, whatnot. So
congrats to them.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Shout out to moms. English Mother's Day was over the weekend. Thanks, F1.
Let me fake this hand real quick. Just got to edit this hand in. How y'all doing?
But since the 11 people aren't going to be at the games, there's going to be some people that nobody really knows that well have a shot to make it into the games and actually cause some damage. So do you guys like have any people you're thinking about, Hannah Hardy or anybody else that could go into
Hannah's
the games?
Hannah's going to make it on her team.
You know, the thing is, I've been talking to Dr. Hardy for a while about going individual, and Dr. Hardy just wants to go team. I get it.
I like
it. Add Wahoo X-Fitters going team.
Oh my
god. Wow. Dropping all the handles.
Real ones understand.
I believe there's a few that I'm looking at that I believe in, and they've been to semifinals already, right? So you've got the likes of like Aaliyah Miller, who could definitely make a push. I don't know if this person is going, but is Hannah Black going team?
Not sure.
I don't,
she's
no. Hockey was going so. Indy.
Last week. Unsure why, because I did notice that.
I'm not sure.
Indy, but
it would be cool to see her go indie. I believe that who was the other athlete that was close to making it last year? There's a few. The thing is, there's a lot of great athletes that were at semifinals last year that just weren't ready. And I feel like this is now an opportunity for them to really to push and say, hey, like the field's open. This should be my time. Like there's no excuse for this. So you might as well just jump right, get in there. Ariel Sanders is another one. She's had some pretty cool, she's been at Wadapalooza. She did strength and depth last year. We kicked Xander out and brought him back in, I guess.
What did you, I didn't press anything. I didn't press anything.
The time on my clock was like, oh yeah, you've timed out. I was like, what?
I was like, what do you mean?
Oh, really?
How is that possible?
That's crazy. I'm going to keep touching my mouse just in case I don't time out.
Pause.
Hey, yo, come on. You really had to do that? That's nasty work. Man, you just get back on the pod and not even miss a beat, huh?
None. Zero. But no, it helps. Like, it'll be cool to see what women, like, end up qualifying this year. Helps Kelsey Keel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to put, like, certain athletes who are trying to, like, because she got her one game's appearance stolen from her.
True.
Thank you to the medical establishment. And so, like, with that, like, it'll be cool to see, like, the other athletes, like, who out of Australia is going to end up really, like, taking the shine, especially with Ellie not going.
Everyone going team pretty much over there, too.
Yeah. Gracie Walton. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, there's going to be some great athletes coming from there. And then I don't really know who on the European side would be like a dark horse underdog person.
I mean, some of the Solveig Sigurd's daughter was there a couple years ago. Didn't make it this last year.
Yeah.
I think it was. That was one of them. Or am I wrong? Or did she make it last year as well?
She didn't make it. Solveig has a good chance, but we'll see. Amy Kringle would be the European person with a much better chance.
Mm-hmm. True. Let's just take a look at this leaderboard right now. I mean, Annika Greer.
Yeah, like Annika Greer, Ashley Wozni. Those are like the two that really shine for me.
Wasn't Ashley like really close of getting in?
Well, she was going to be in.
No, you're talking Annika Greer was the one that was super close last year that lost out to Paige.
No, they got back to back. Like it was Annika and Ashley or Ashley and Annika. It was like to the point where Ashley was on the demo team. So obviously she did well. Chloe Wilson, like, of course, like she's been close so many times, kind of, you know, dipping her toe in the East region this time.
I will also put McKenna's name in there as well, because she's been training with Paige this past year and she's looking very strong with Paige as well. And when you look at someone like Paige, not that I'm biased or anything, she's one of the fittest in the world. And you have a training partner there that's pushing and going at the same, you know, being able to keep up with Paige is only a good indicator that, like, hey, these two can both punch their ticket and kick ass at the games together as individual athletes. So definitely that's another one that I think we're hometown rooting for, to see McKenna get in there as well.
So are you guys surprised that like some of these like individual athletes went team?
No,
I mean, in Australia, definitely no. I mean, I feel like it's like been one of those things where they haven't had that many spots. So might as well go team and with just like all these powerhouses and try to make a name.
I would also say something else to think about here is we're just talking about 11 women are now not competing in the CrossFit Games or going to be at the games this year from last year. Right. We're also seeing people withdrawing. And not actually competing this year due to injury or other reasons, whatever the case is, right? What if people are going team to give themselves a break from the stress of individual competition?
Team's, I know that just sounds more fun. Like teams way more fun. Like if Tom wants to interview Caroline Connors, I bet you she would say that.
You mean Caroline Spencer?
Nope, Caroline Connors. It's in my phone as Connors. Happy birthday, Caroline.
Happy birthday. Yep.
Happy birthday.
Yep. Come at the king. I don't update names in my phone. You're known as your maiden name forever.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Austin.
Sorry. Oh, but I know you don't make any apologies.
I apologize to the males. This is absolutely working in the internet's favor right now with the way I'm spinning this entire narrative.
Yes.
No, but like team, you know, I'm saying that people are just, they're saying, hey, maybe I just want to do team so I'm not like so freaking frustrated when I don't make it or put all my eggs in the basket to Indy, where I'm like, I could be getting fitter with a team and then really make a serious push. I think that's honestly the plan for a lot of these athletes that are going team. They're going team to, one, keep training and get that experience on the floor to understand what it is to be at the CrossFit Games. And then they're saying, okay, how did I handle this as a team? And can I handle this individually? And I think that's going to be, that's essentially what some of these people are doing, because they're seeing the toll it takes. You know, how many athletes do we know who put everything into making it to the games and like sold their soul to come up short, and how much that shit hurts? Yeah. And y'all, Hannah?
I mean, yeah. Heather? I mean, it's going to happen on the team side this year, though.
It will.
Yeah.
But at least you'll lose with more people. But like, instead of just being that, like sometimes that individual, it hurts more. And I don't mean to say that there's losing is losing. To me, it's going to suck either way. Losing on team, losing individual sucks, right? But for some of these people, I think that losing at the individual level and not making it hurts them just a little bit more, because they have no one else to say, there's no other variable except for me. And I think that when you push that hard, that if you're not ready to process that, it can really damage you.
Yeah. You know, the one person I wish went to Indy instead of going into Masters is Kelly, because she got robbed twice. So I mean, with all like the 11 ladies coming out, and I mean, if she was training like she was a couple of years ago, she, you know, maybe could have had a shot of going Indy instead of going to Masters.
Well, I don't think her story's over just yet. So.
No. I actually interviewed her. Well, yeah. She was on the podcast last week. So we'll see what happens. She does want to win the Masters division, so that's one thing, one of her goals. And she doesn't want to spread the word on that yet, but it's all over Podcast Nation. We're at the hour mark, so I kind of want to do some final thoughts, which doesn't feel like an hour. So
it's always how this goes. You're like, oh, it's final thoughts time. It's like, what?
You're like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Hannah, what do you got for final thoughts?
Excited for what week 3 has to offer. The Open's always just a really special time of year. So, from the community aspect, it's of course the start of the season. So super pumped for that. And, yeah, let's see how the season unfolds. Who goes team? Who goes indie? Who makes it?
See it clear to me. Going team.
I know. This is the fun part. So, yeah, that's my final thoughts.
All right, Vic, what do you got?
You know, piggybacking off of Hannah's thoughts there, I am excited to see what week 3 brings. I'm cautiously optimistic to see how the rest of the season plays out in terms of how the events are organized and handled. That's the big thing for me, thinking ahead towards semifinals and thinking ahead towards the CrossFit Games, Masters Fitness Collective, Wheelwad, and Pit Teen Fitness, how all of those events are run, and Wadapalooza on the West Coast.
Awesome. All right, Xander, what do you got?
Excited to see how the announcement goes and seeing some big lifts, and really excited to see how the quarterfinals workouts shake out, because just kind of seeing that programming is going to be fun, especially after, I would say, up to this point, I would argue that this is probably the best open we've had in 4 years, programming wise.
Mm. Okay, cool.
Tom, all right, what are your final thoughts, good sir?
I'm actually glad I signed up for the open this year. So that was one thing I'm very happy about. So, you know, I didn't have to spend the $20 on insulin. So, which is another good thing. I'm praying to the CrossFit gods. There's one big lift at the end for like the B section of this workout.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. My concern is I don't think they're going to do a snatch. Maybe I don't know if they will, because my concern is, like, I don't know if a lot of people can do that if they do heavy, you know, with over their arms and fall behind them, but we'll see. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that workout, and yeah, that's pretty much it. So thanks, guys. Thank you guys for coming on. And
as always, we love to.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and we out.
See ya.
Bye.